It's called a time turner, Hermione whispered, and I got it from Professor McGonagall on our first day back. I've been using it all year to get to all my lessons. Professor McGonagall made me swear I wouldn't tell anyone. She had to write all sorts of letters to the Ministry of Magic so I could have one. She had to tell them that I was a model student, that I'd never, ever use it for anything except my studies. I've been turning it back so I could do hours over again. That's how I've been doing several lessons at once, see? But, Harry, I don't understand what Dumbledore wants us to do. Why did he tell us to go back 3 hours? How's that going to help Sirius? Harry stared at her shadowy face. There must be something that happened around now he wants us to change, he said slowly. What happened? We were walking down to Hagrid's 3 hours ago. This is 3 hours ago, and we are walking down to Hagrid's, said Hermione. We just heard ourselves leaving. Harry frowned. He felt as though he were screwing up his whole brain in concentration. Dumbledore just said we could save more than one innocent life. And then it hit him. Hermione, we're going to save Buckbeak. But how will that help Sirius? Dumbledore said. He just told us where the window is, the window of Flitwick's office where they've got Sirius locked up. We've got to fly Buckbeak up to the window and rescue Sirius. Sirius can escape on Buckbeak. They can escape together. From what Harry could see of Hermione's face, she looked terrified.
If we manage that without being seen, it'll be a miracle.
Well, we've got to try, haven't we? Said Harry. He stood up and pressed his ear against the door.
Doesn't sound like anyone's there. Come on, let's go.